In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, good afternoon.
Hiya, are you waiting?
Yeah, hiya.
What can I get for you?
Can I have a steak bake, two sausage rolls? Do you have builders coming in here regularly?
We do, yep.
Okay, can I have two builders stinking of fags? Can I have one of those coughing directly into my face? Can I have one obese middle-aged woman in her pyjamas? What time does she come in?
About 11.
11 in the morning, brilliant. Also, can I have two primary school children nicking drinks from the fridge? And just an odd smell.
Yeah, which smell would you like?
Piss.
Yeah, anything else?
And a gingerbread man, please. Hi, my name is Joe Newman. My pronouns are he, him, and my prejudices are the working class, travel agents, and the Swedish. You're listening to Smack Dead, the People's Podcast, Britain's comedy cast, OSIF.net's Great British Podcast,
the British People's Newsroom.
Unfiltered.
Uncensored.
Unapologetic.
Unwoke.
OSIF.net's podcast.
The Smack Dead podcast.
Your podcast.
Actually, it's my podcast.
The OSIFian podcast.
The Smack Dead listeners podcast.
In your ears.
In your mind.
And up your ass.
OSIF.net.
The home of trans comedy.
Just popping to the little boy's room.
Where's Sharon?
She's just powdering her nose.
We all piss. Let's start talking about it. Search piss.gov.uk. Let's piss together.
Where are the white women at?
All right, mate. Are you Joe?
That's me.
Someone's excited. I'm Ricky, mate. Come in. Mind your head.
Oh, what's that smell? There's something died in here.
Ha, you'll get used to it. So, you always wanted to try porn, or you just looking for a bit of cash?
Well, I've been wanking for a while, so I thought, hey, why not?
Oh yeah, I saw that video. Your cock is something else, mate.
Thanks. Well, I didn't actually give my permission for those videos to, what it was my old priest was actually a...
Yeah, in the business we called it a $1 million knob. If today goes well, you'll be a star overnight. Right, this is the set. Shower's that way. Crew's just setting up. Your co-star's nearly ready.
Wow, this is actually a lot nicer than I thought it would be. It's like a Hollywood mansion in here.
Have a look around if you like. We've got time.
Bloody hell. That aquarium must have cost a fortune.
Oh, are you into fish?
Yeah, I've got a degree in marine biology.
I can sit here for hours sometimes looking at those little fuckers. You can come down here whenever you want.
What, really?
Oh yeah, of course. There's some ear defenders in case we're shooting next door.
Thanks. Is that a common octopus?
That's right.
Yeah. Why is it getting makeup?
Which university did you go to?
I went to Durham University. What about yourself?
Durham? Grand University, so it is.
Aye, so it is. Which university did you go to?
Aye, Durham. What's your degree in?
I have a history degree. What about you?
History as well. What about your shoe size?
My shoe size? It's about a 10. What about your shoe size?
My shoe size is a 10 too.
Aye, and what about your waist?
That's about 36, 38. Goes up and down.
Aye, mine goes up and down too.
In the same range?
Aye, in the same range.
So which radio station do you listen to?
Six Music, sometimes Heart.
Aye, same. What about your favourite dinner?
Chicken chow mein, and yourself?
Aye, chicken chow mein.
Chicken chow mein, aye.
That's a fine thing.
Who do you think you are? You're acting like a proper diva. You think you're suddenly too good for a tiny bit of bestiality. Everyone's here for you, yeah? If you walk out now, how are they going to feed their kids? You're being so selfish.
What are you talking about? What am I talking about? What are you talking about, you gig?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? What are you talking about?
Where do you get the gall to ask me what I'm talking about? What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? What are you talking about?
How dare you ask me what I'm talking about?
That's great, Joe. Yeah, that's it. Work the tentacles a bit more, yeah? That's great. Into the camera. That's it. That's great, Joe. Nice one, yes.
I did a shit.
I did a shit.
We did a shit.
Think you could do a shit? Think Royal Marines. Search poobattalion.gov.uk.
You know who my favorite fans are? It's the ones that only watch me because they think I'm hot. They watch me, and then the next person they watch is a Twitch streamer in a hot tub that has her titties out, and they're all oiled up and shit. And at the same time, they have a one-time use fleshlight laying around on their desk that's been used way more than once, and now smells like old cheese and has Lenny the Fly sitting on it. That's my favorite type of fan. No, I'm just kidding. I think those people are the scum of the earth.
I just cannot be bothered with Yu-Gi-Oh! Awareness Day this year. I can't keep up with it all. What with all the other causes I'm expected to care about? Next week, right? It's World Deaf Termite Week. And on the 18th, it's National Day for Children in Detention. And on top of that, on the 19th, I'm volunteering at a fundraiser for the Society for the Protection of Neglected Lawns. Then on the 25th, I'm at a charity gig for a mate of mine who has difficulty remembering the original lineup of So Solid Crew. I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Players are taking the mick, quite frankly. They've got a whole month of marches at the end of the year. I don't know what they're complaining about. And yeah, I am going to say it. What about Pokemon?
A very good point. Great to talk to you.
But this doesn't go far enough. Why does any 16-year-old need a smartphone at all?
I mean, I think it's ridiculous. You know, people are born on the internet now. My neighbour had to download her child in a zip file, and it was born with a virus. You know, it's ridiculous. I have to hide my bank details when she visits.
Here, Jenny. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you, Graham, as well. Fascinating.
Thank you very much. Sadly, we come to the
Can't even say poo anymore because it might offend we.
And what gives you the right to offend we?
Has a friend or family member suddenly changed their views? Are you concerned about the content they're viewing online? Help is at hand. Search ineedmymummyanddaddy.gov.uk. Extremism. How do you combat yours?
Joe, mate, that was amazing. You're a fucking machine. You're going to be famous. You'll be the octopus bloke. This is great. 800 quid, right?
There's only 200 in here.
Yeah, well, the promotion had to take a cut.
I just fucked an octopus on camera for 200 quid.
I've got a business to run, mate. I've got a huge electric bill every month for the aquarium pumps, the lights, freezer. I've got to pay the crew.
Yeah, all right, but can I at least get paid in cash, not Amazon vouchers?
We use their servers, Joe. It's part of the deal. You can ask for more when you're a bigger name. No one said you were going to be a star overnight. You should count yourself lucky. Male performers used to start out shagging blokes for trolley tokens. I fucked a dog when I first started out. At least that octopus was female. And a fit one as well. So, you know, be a bit more grateful.
Yeah, but how am I supposed to pay for my train home with these?
If you want to earn some good money, I can get you more work. With women this time. Human women. Proper money. You'll be working with some of the fittest talent, birds you've probably seen online.
Bullshit.
Look, I've got the list here. See anyone you recognise?
Jesus. I've been watching her since primary school.
See? Knew you'd be up for it.
Bloody hell, I thought she retired.
Oh, she did, but, you know, we've got our ways.
Are you sure this list is up to date?
What do you mean?
Well, I thought she took an overdose.
Oh no, that was just a blip. She's chilled right out.
Oh. But didn't this one commit suicide last week?
Ah, she's fine. Under all the lights and makeup, you won't even be able to tell. Where are you going? They've all been tested.